Right now, though, time to get back into our election post-game, as it were. Andre Miller from the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry rejoins us now. Good morning, Andre. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. And before we dive in, I was listening to you talk about the Men Wear Pink campaign that you're participating in.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. That's, you know, a huge benefit to our community. So good luck, and let me know where we can go to donate.
I'll send you a direct link. Absolutely.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do.
Will do. Will do. All right. Immediate takeaways from Saturday were what?
Wow. I mean, it was an exciting night. Congratulations to Attorney General, now Governor-elect Jeff Landry, on what I think is a very convincing win. You know, and before I dive into, you know, the issues with turnout, I just want to say, like, Attorney General Jeff Landry, having worked for him both on the official side and in part of his campaign, he has earned this. He has worked, you know, really hard. He ran a darn near flawless campaign, in my opinion. And he, you know, they're saying that they weren't really expecting this, but, you know, I think in the back of their mind, they knew this was definitely a possibility to win outright, because he, you know, for the past year since he announced, and even before then, he's really put in the work to make those relationships, to build those coalitions across the state. And it just absolutely paid off.
So, okay, I got to push back a little bit here, because, yes, he did run a flawless campaign. It's just what makes for a flawless campaign that frustrates me. He built coalitions. He got a number of great endorsements. The TV campaign, the radio campaign were both on point. But the candidates who went around the state from town hall to town hall, from debate to debate, that were actively courting our individual votes, I felt like that was one area where, look, he obviously didn't need it. He didn't need it. But at the same time, though, there's a level of frustration that we don't demand that as a populace. Like, he can see he can read the tea leaves and say, I don't need that. I'm the front runner. Why do I want to go somewhere where there's going to be six other candidates just taking shots at me? And he's not wrong in that at all. It just, as a populace, we need to do a better job of demanding that of the candidates to where he does need it.
Well, and I take your point, you know, and I think you make an excellent point. I think, you know, on the flip side, though, while maybe he wasn't out there at, you know, on the public debates and whatnot, he had an incredible ground game. He had a good grassroots campaign where he was meeting with voters, you know, on a regular basis. He was getting, maybe there weren't a ton of cameras there, maybe there weren't, you know, all the media there, but he did his part, I think, in really, you know, getting out to the rural areas, getting out to, you know, the parishes, and having those one-on-one, and when I say one-on-one, I mean, you know, having those conversations with voters. Again, it may not have been in the public eye, it may not have been in front of the media, but it definitely was still happening.
It's interesting you bring up the rural parishes, because I went scrolling through, as the nerd that I am, I went on the deep dive of the parish by parish numbers, and he dominated when you got outside of city limits, when you got outside of EBR, Stephen Wagaspack's originally from Ascension. When you got outside of EBR, Ascension, Stephen Wagaspack did better in Jefferson Parish than I thought he would as well. But when you got to those more rural areas, I mean, you saw numbers in the low 80s sometimes for Jeff Landry. I mean, it was, you're right on about that.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to, you know, him having been a statewide elected official for the past 8 years, and having, you know, I worked with his team of constituent services, his team of community outreach people who have been, you know, working in local communities for the past 8 years. You know, this didn't happen overnight. It wasn't something that they did, you know, over the past 12 months. It's really something that they've been doing, like I said, for the past 8 years as he's been attorney general. He's had the benefit of having that team that has gotten, you know, has been on the ground level for years. And I think that's why you see such dominating numbers, especially out in the rural parishes. And
meanwhile, I got to give kudos to the state party. This is something that I've taken issue with all year long, and it proved to be effective. State party rallied behind Jeff Landry early and often. And the fact that they got out in front so early, I think you can't argue with wins, right? You can't argue with results. And they got results. So kudos on that.
And they got results up and down the ballot, too.
Oh, boy, howdy. You know?
So, we definitely can't discredit the effort that they gave because it obviously has paid off in the results.
Yeah. Look, I'm never going to discourage conversation. And that was my take from the start, was I want to have the conversation. But their take was, no, we don't want JBE 2.0, or actually at this point 3.0, because lightning struck twice, right?
Correct. So. And I think that's probably, there's a lot of positives that have come out of Saturday night's results. But I think, keeping us from having to go through a runoff, we've seen runoffs in the past two cycles really just create a lot of divisiveness and animosity towards, each party, towards candidates. Having that extra 33 days or whatnot to start getting his cabinet pulled together, to really be out there starting to put together a plan and move towards, governing, I think is going to be a benefit for the entire state.
We're talking with Andre Miller from the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Okay, outside of the governor's race, let's break down a few of the others. What were your takeaways?
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to the ladies on the ballot. We will definitely have a female attorney general. We're definitely going to have a female secretary of state. Mm-hmm. As a fellow female, I'm really excited about having women in leadership statewide. They'll be joining Congresswoman Letlow, leading the state from a female perspective. And I think that's also a really good thing for the state. We still have quite a few legislative races that need to be sorted out. From a lobby perspective, we had 62 endorsed candidates on the ballot on Saturday. And all but seven made it to either one outright or made it to a runoff. So we have quite a few of those endorsed candidates that are engaged in runoffs. And so that's where we're kind of pivoting our resources and our attention to really help get them across the finish line.
Wow, that is an incredible number. 62 and all but seven are either in or running off.
Correct.
That is pretty phenomenal. We're talking with Andre Miller from the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Hey, you mentioned Liz. You said female candidates. Liz Merle, that's one that I was personally surprised she didn't win it outright in the primary.
Yeah, I was too. But honestly, I think looking at the number, you're like, oh gosh, she was so close. Mm-hmm. But that was a really full ballot, for all things considered. And she was running against two other Republicans. It's really hard to win outright. When you have that many people on the ballot, and look, Liz ran a phenomenal campaign. Stefanski ran a really good campaign. But then you had Marty Maley, who, while he maybe didn't pull as much percentage wise, he's run for attorney general in the past. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of has that name recognition, at least on the ballot. So Liz ran a phenomenal campaign. I'm excited to see how the next 30 days shape up for her, but I don't think it is by any means a detraction of the campaign that she ran, that she didn't win it outright.
Yeah, Marty Maley grabbing 7% there. He's one that one-on-one, he's going to win you over. Like, you get Marty one-on-one, he's such an affable guy.
He really is, and I have to tell you, driving around Baton Rouge on Saturday, he had a pretty gnarly sign game going on. So, for those voters that are just like on their way to the game and going to pop in and vote, if they saw his sign, that was the last sign they saw, that may have gotten it. I agree. Marty's a great guy. Like I said, he's run before. And so I think just having that name recognition really, pulled those votes.
We got a minute and a half left with Andre Miller from LABI, the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Let's use this last minute to pivot and look forward towards runoffs. How does the month map out from y'all's perspective?
So we're going to hit the ground running this week. We're going to be interviewing the remaining statewide candidates that are still on the ballot that have runoffs to consider an endorsement and support from lobbies for a regional PACs. We hope to have some decisions made by the end of the week, and that way we can really engage in those campaigns. We have two Bessie races that were not decided Saturday night that we have endorsed candidates in. So again, regrouping and sort of seeing where those, you know, those candidates are and what, you know, what kind of resources and help we can provide from an independent expenditure side of things. And then again, reevaluating, we did not make endorsements in all legislative races. So we're going to revisit those and really dig in and see what candidates, you know, closely align with our values and help get the ones that, you know, we see worth endorsing across the line.
Well, we'll have you back on in very short order because I want to take a look at November 18th very soon. Andre Miller, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. It's